Welcome, everyone. Today, we're pleased to have the annual State of the University address. I'm Todd Adams, president of the Faculty Senate. A note about today's meeting. We are going to start with the State of the University address by President Thrasher, and it will be followed by the December meeting of the Faculty Senate. So this will serve as the general meeting of the faculty and fulfill the constitutional requirement that the president give a report each year at the meeting of the general faculty. We're very pleased to have some special guests. President Thrasher will be introducing them. Just a note for everyone, the program is being live broadcast, so be aware of that, and later I believe will be shown in various venues. So just so that you know. Also, we have some of our media is here today for giving us coverage. Today we are pleased to have President Thrasher here to give the annual State of the University address, and he'd like to give his presentation by showing a video of highlights from the past year. So let's take a look.
What a year we've had at Florida State University. And good afternoon, and thank you, Todd, for the invitation. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with the entire Senate faculty, and I appreciate the invitation from all of them also. Before I begin, I wanted to, first of all, thank the person who is most involved in my life that keeps me grounded every single day, the First Lady of Florida State University, my wife, Jean. Thank you for being here, Dawn. I will tell you, she loves this university as much as I do. I promise you that, and we appreciate everything you do, Dawn. Thank you very much. She's an amazing First Lady. We also have, I never miss an opportunity to introduce one of my heroes, and truly, I think, an icon at Florida State University, President Emeritus Sandy Dallenberg is here. Thank you for being here, sir. Member of the Florida Board of Governors, Gary Tyson, and who all you all know very well, is here also. Thank you for being here, Gary. We have a number of our board trustees here. Mark Hillis is here. Thank you, Mark. Todd Adams, of course, is here, member of our board of trustees. Kyle Hill, president of our Student Government Association, and many of the leaders from the student government are here. And of course, I want to thank, as many of them are here, my senior leadership for a team for being here today and for their guidance. Now, there's somebody else I want to introduce to you who has a few remarks to give to you. You may have heard a little something in the last few days about a search for a football coach. Yeah, it's been interesting, hasn't it? Yeah. Well, it's unusual, I hear, for a football coach to come to this event, but it's not unusual for this particular football coach. And that's one of the reasons that drove me to want to ask him to come to Florida State University. His caring about students everywhere he's been. He's a role model for these students. He's a role model for the student athletes who come to the universities where he's been the head coach. There are a lot of other values about Willie Taggart that I have learned to love already. And I am honored that he chose to come to Florida State University. And so he's here today, and I'd like to ask Coach if you would be willing to come up and say a few remarks. Our new football head coach, Mr. Willie Taggart.
What is it? Evening, afternoon, good afternoon. I'm all off, but thank you, President Brasher. I probably told you that about 100 times now, but thank you again. And really excited to be the head football coach here at FSU. It's been a dream of mine since I was a youngin', and those dreams do come true, you know, if you work at them and you stay with it and don't give up on it. And I'm a proven witness. And I said earlier how I always wanted to go to FSU. I wanted to come here. I wanted to play football here. I wanted to be a part of the Noles Nation. And I never got here. But from the outside, I was always a Noles. I was always doing a tomahawk chop. And no one could have told me or anyone in our family that we wasn't Noles. And Not one of us went to school here or graduated anything, but we bled Noles. And I say that because I couldn't get in here, I couldn't play, I couldn't go to school, and I worked my tail off to where now I get to run the football program. So really, I found a way to get in here, and it was great. But not to hold you all long, I just want to say again, I'm really excited to be here. Be your football coach and be a part of this entire team here, and that's how I look at it. That's how I look at our relationship with you all and this entire university. We're one big team, and if it's going to be right, we got to be one big team. And I can tell you now, I know we have some deans in here, right? We have some deans, and please don't be upset, but you'll probably see some of our assistant coaches walking by some of the classes and making sure our young men are in class. Not the GAs or any of those guys. You will see a full-time coach walking by and making sure these guys are doing what they're supposed to. And you have my word that I'm going to make sure our guys are doing what they're supposed to do on the football field, in the classroom, and in this community. It's my job to hold them accountable to doing the things that they say they're going to do when they came here. And it's our job as coaches and as I put the staff together that we be great mentors and show these young men how to be successful in life and not just football. And that's really important to me. Mentoring is really, really big for me, and it's something that changed my life. So and that's how I run our football team. And when it's all said and done, I don't want our guys just to have a degree. I mean, I think that's a bunch of baloney just to say, oh, you just go get a degree. I want our guys, when they walk across that stage and they shake President Thrasher's hand, they know that they have a job on Monday waiting for them, you know. So I don't want them just to have a degree. I want them to have a degree with a job waiting on them. And if we can do that, that's when we did something special, you know. So three things I run our program off, and I leave you all with this. There's three things that I live my life on. I'm a simple person. I don't complicate anything. There's three things I live off of. I run our team off of. And it's blame no one, make no excuses, do something. That's it. Do something. If we live in a do something world, you want something, you got to do something in order to get it. Our guys want an education, they got to do something. They want a job, they got to do something. And it's on them. They're all capable, so they can't make any excuses or they can't blame anyone for not being there, for not getting to what they want. It's on them to get it. We have everything we need here for them to be successful. It's on us to hold him accountable, and it's on the individual to do what he's supposed to in order to get it. And we got to recruit the right kind of guys that want that. So thank you all very much. I'm very, very excited to be your head football coach. And I'm over in the stadium, and I can tell you, like I told our players, it get lonely in there sometimes. So don't be afraid to call and just check on me. All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. See you later tonight. Okay. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Stan Wilcox, for also bringing Willie over and all the work you did this past week. I appreciate it very much. Well, that was great. Thank you, Coach. So I'm pleased to have the opportunity to talk to you about where we've been and what accomplishments we've made this year and where we are going and what I believe we can achieve in the future. This is my third State of the University address, which means I've begun my fourth year as your president. It's recently occurred to me that the freshmen who arrived on our campus with me in 2014 are getting ready to graduate. That's amazing. I thought about it, how when they walk across the stage to get their diplomas, they won't be the same people. They won't be the same people who set foot on our campus 4 years ago. Because when you meet new people and you learn new things, you look at yourself and the world a little differently. You can't help but grow and evolve and change. I've changed too, I promise you that. That's a transformative nature of what a university is about. And just as the university changes us, we change the university. On many occasions throughout the past year, we've taken the opportunity to reflect on who we are, we've stood up for our values, and we've acted to uphold them. Across the nation, 2017 began with some confusion and uncertainty about how a travel ban affecting the entry of citizens from certain foreign countries would affect some of our own students and scholars. In fact, one of the doctoral students who went home to Iran to attend his father's funeral was prevented from re-entering the United States. As we lobbied on his behalf, he was able to return to Florida State University, and I'm very proud of that. Many of our campus community are also concerned about the future of the deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA. Last year I told you that I joined more than 600 higher education leaders across the nation in support of DACA, and I want to assure you that my position hasn't changed one iota. That's because so many of the beneficiaries of that program are college students or recent graduates. As a state and a nation, we have already invested in education for these students. It only makes sense to allow them to continue and contribute to our economy and their communities as they pursue their dreams here in America. Then in August, the nation witnessed a clear display of racism and intimidation by white supremacists as protests over a Confederate statue in Charlottesville turned violent. Like the University of Virginia, Florida State has a beautiful campus, with evidence of our rich heritage all around us. But our history is not without flaws, nor were the people who contributed to the university's growth over the past 166 years. As we strive to become more inclusive, the time is right to have a serious and thoughtful conversation about how to recognize our past as we work together to build our future. That's why I established the Advisory Panel on University Namings and recognitions to research these issues, to seek input from our university constituencies, and to recommend criteria for naming policies and recognitions. No matter what the issue, it's clear that Florida State University is not isolated from the rest of the world or the rest of our nation because we live and work in Tallahassee. So when people occasionally ask me, why weigh in on these kinds of issues, I tell them the truth. It's not about politics for me. These are matters that affect real people, including members of our own Florida State University family. So I will continue to speak out against anyone, and anything that attempts to divide us based upon our differences, whether it's race, religion, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And first and foremost, my number one priority will always be to protect the health and safety and the well-being of our students and faculty and our staff. One of the worst days of my presidency occurred last month when I learned one of our students, a 20-year-old fraternity pledge, had died after attending an off-campus party. No university wants to be thrust into the national spotlight for a reason as heartbreaking and tragic as this. But we're taking a leadership role in changing the culture of Greek life and indeed campus life here and around the country. I want to thank the Faculty Senate for passing a resolution to support our decision to temporarily suspend Greek life activities and to ban alcohol at all recognized student organization events. I think it's important that we take time to reflect on the loss of a young life while our entire university community works together to shift the campus culture. I believe we're on our way, and I believe we're making progress, and we'll have more to talk about that in the very near future. Thank you. But all the challenges of the past year have provided us with an opportunity to reaffirm our values and take positive steps toward an even stronger and healthier and more inclusive university. Likewise, all of our accomplishments will provide fresh momentum as we use our new strategic plan to guide us and even to even higher levels of excellence in the coming years. 2017 was a year of unprecedented achievement in which we can build upon. The most tangible evidence of our success came in September when U.S. News and World Report ranked Florida State University the 33rd best public university in the country. Just 2 years ago, we were 43. To move more than 10 spots over 2 years is an incredible leap, not anything I had to do with particularly. In fact, no other public university, though, you should know, in the United States in the top 50 improved more than we did during that period. We did it because we chose, in my opinion, to invest in the heart and soul of this university, our students and you all, our faculty. We believe that those are our priorities, and if we put them in the right place, the rankings would follow, and they have. We hired more faculty and gave you, I believe, what I hope anyway, is market equity raises that you deserved, particularly over the last 3 years. And by elevating you, we saw improvements in key areas that affect the rankings, faculty compensation, class size, student-faculty ratio. We also focused on student success as outlined in our strategic plan. Our 4-year graduation rate now places us in the top 20 nationally. Our 93% freshman retention rate ranks us 18th in the country. Our excellent graduation rate and our student retention rates are driving forces behind our jump in these rankings, in my opinion. So it's no wonder Florida State University is becoming an increasingly popular place and destination for parents and prospective students. Although the application deadline is not until February, I'm excited to tell you that we have already outpaced last year's record. As of November 1st, we have received applications from 43,000 students for 6,500 slots next year. We probably will have over 50,000 by the time we end up in February for our next year's freshman class. Even more important, we're becoming the first choice of the very best students. That's why our freshman class, and I know many of you know this, our freshman class this year was both the brightest that we've ever had in the history of Florida State University, with an average GPA of 4.1. These students arrive on campus filled with promise and excitement, and often not a clue about who they are or what they want to be. Nothing's changed since I was here then, a long time ago. You help them, though, discover their hidden passions, and that's why your faculty and the faculty professors that are out there are so valuable. You help them discover their hidden passions. You challenge them intellectually, and you encourage them to dream even higher. One of my favorite events of the year is the Spiritual Life Projects Transformation Through Teaching Awards Dinner. It's held at the President's House. where students recognize faculty who have changed their lives. Here's what one student said about her professor. She was the first person who took time to directly tell me that she saw my potential and wanted to help me grow. That student was Marini Nevitt, and she's here today with her professor, Annette Swabe, from the Department of Sociology, and I'd like to ask them to stand, please. Thank you. Another student said this, because Dr. JJ, I know that sometimes the best way to teach others is to start with questions, not answers. She is a true inspiration to me. Dr. JJ is a communications professor, Felicia Jordan Jackson. She's here today with her student that nominated her, Tori Patton. Would they please stand also? Thank you all for being here. So altogether, 14 professors and their students were recognized at this year's dinner. But the truth is, every single day, one of you all, most of you all, have the opportunity to transform lives of our students at Florida State University. You share in the university's commitment to educate students in a diverse and multicultural environment and prepare them for the 21st century jobs, just as we've outlined again in our strategic plan. I truly believe that a diverse and inclusive environment enhances the educational experience for everyone, and it prepares our students to live in a very complex world, increasingly multicultural and multifaceted world, as we all know it today. That's why we were pleased when Insight into Diversity magazine named us as a diversity champion, and we received a Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award for the fourth year in a row. Last month, I traveled to Washington, D.C. to accept the 2017 Senator Paul Simon Award for Campus Internationalization. We were one of only four institutions in the country to receive this award. The award recognizes Florida State University's excellence in integrating international education throughout the university. The active engagement of our faculty in international research is the key to our success in this area. We made a big leap toward our strategic goal to deepen our commitment to continuous innovation when the Jim Moran School of Entrepreneurship enrolled its first 80 juniors this fall. The Jim Moran School and the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship are now getting ready to move into their new spectacular offices on North Monroe Street. If you haven't seen it, I hope you'll go by there and take a look at it. It's an amazing building. We're also making headway in our goal to amplify our excellent research programs, particularly in the areas of health and biomedical research. Our researchers in nursing, medicine, other health-related areas brought in a record funding of $35.8 million from the National Institutes of Health in fiscal year 2017, which is more than double the amount the university received 5 years ago. Even more remarkable, you all, our faculty researchers, have brought in over $1 billion over the last 5 years in federal, state, and private grants. And last month, six more of our faculty members were named fellows of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in recognition of their efforts to advance science, and that truly is impressive. Another one of our strategic goals involved investing strategically in our institution and reputation. With your help, that happens every single day. Besides your groundbreaking research, you enhance the university's reputation through your original scholarship and certainly your creative activities. That's why Second Lady Karen Pence came to Florida State University several weeks ago to announce her new art therapy initiative. Mrs. Pence and the national media coverage of her visit put a well-deserved spotlight on one of our graduate programs that truthfully has been one of FSU's hidden gems. And the face of the campus is changing as well. In the past year, we've opened two new residence halls, Azalea and Magnolia, and a fantastic dining complex, part of the innovative new food service program that we launched this year. On the other side of Jefferson Street, We're getting ready to open the doors of our new Black Student Union in January. This much-needed facility will also house our African American Studies program and offer great, great opportunities for collaboration. And this spring, we will begin a major renovation of Oglesby Union. And Kyle, I'm sorry you're going to be leaving, but we'll remember you, I promise you, as we start that. That will greatly expand the offerings of the union to meet the needs of today's students. Overall, it's been a productive and transformational year. From the rankings to research, from diversity to internationalization, student success to faculty achievement, Florida State has emerged as a national leader in higher education. And now we need to build on this momentum and keep moving forward. Support from the Florida Legislature, which they will begin their session in January, has helped and will help us continue our aspirations to be recognized as one of the top 25 public universities in America. As you know, the 2018 session, which I said begins in January, will be, I think, a watershed one for us. We're making a big, bold, and I believe confident request of $90 million to support our efforts to hire world-class faculty and scholars, to advance our professional and graduate degree programs, to support our preeminence and maintain our facilities. We're in the process of hiring 125 new faculty members, in addition to replacing those currently faculty members who retire or leave. This is the single largest hiring initiative in the history of our university, and one of the most important things we can do to increase the success in every aspect of our university. More faculty means more research and creative activity, more support for graduate students and postdocs, more external grants and private support, more collaboration to solve issues that impact our lives and the world. More faculty means improved faculty to student ratio. It means making classes smaller that achieve greater student success. More faculty means more opportunity for service to professional academic organizations worldwide, our university, and indeed our community. And we're also asking the legislature for about $75 million for new facilities on campus, including the funds to complete the EOAS building, as well as the continued funding for the College of Business Legacy Hall, the Interdisciplinary Research Commercialization Building, a STEM teaching lab, and new funding for the FAMU-FSU Joint Use Engineering Building, which has been approved by the Board of Governors. I feel cautiously optimistic about the upcoming session because our lawmakers, I believe, after having visited them, some of them already this year, know that Florida State is one of the most efficient, in fact, the second most efficient public university in America. That we know their investments are good. They know there's a return on investment, and they understand that supporting Florida State University and our students and our faculty is certainly a wise investment in the future. Fundraising will always be a part of what we do here in our efforts to move forward. When it comes to the Raise the Torch campaign, you may have noticed it's been a little quiet lately, which may seem a little strange when you're trying to raise $1 billion. But let me assure you that the campaign is going strong. An announcement will be coming next year after the legislature leaves. After the legislature leaves, and I know the amount will amaze you. I'll give you a little hint. We expect to surpass our goal of $1 billion, and we'll have a lot to celebrate. Think about these things for just a second. More than 600 new scholarship funds have been given or pledged. 85 professorships have been created or advanced during the campaign. The real success of the Raise the Torch campaign, I think, speaks volumes about the special place so many people hold Florida State University. You may be interested to know also that our undergraduate alumni giving rate is 19% and ranks Florida State University ninth in the nation among universities. About 32% of our faculty and staff, including many of you, have made gifts and pledges totaling $79 million to our Raise the Torch campaign. It really says something when the faculty and the staff who spend every single day transforming the university through the work they do in the classroom and other places still want to do even more and it shows you're willing to give back to the university because you believe in our mission and you believe in the future. So I'd like to close by thanking you for how much you care about Florida State University and how much you do to lift this very, very fine place, this preeminent university, even higher. I knew Florida State University was a special place when I arrived on campus in 1961 as a freshman, many years ago, obviously. And I've been reminded of it again and again while I've had the honor to serve as your president. At Florida State, we know that it means what it means to be part of a family. We may disagree from time to time, but we also have each other's backs. We support each other when times are difficult, and we celebrate when we have successes. This past year, we've done both. The university has changed us, and we've changed the university for better. I believe that with all my heart, and I hope you do too. I have no doubt that 2018 will again bring some challenges. There always are, as I found out, not to mention hurricanes or football. But we also have more opportunities for even greater accomplishment. Our vision is clear, and we won't lose sight of our goals. Becoming a top 25 public university is now well within our reach. And frankly, I want to go even higher. I know we'll get there. It's been said that if everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. So together, let's keep moving forward. I'm excited about the future because the future is Florida State. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Wow, wasn't that wonderful? Some of you out there remember times that were a little more challenging than these days. So it's great to hear this wonderful news. So our next step is the December Faculty Senate meeting. Thank everybody who came. If you don't want to stay for the Faculty Senate meeting, we will understand. And you are welcome to leave. We'll give it a moment for that, and then we'll start our meeting. Thanks for coming, everybody. All right, thank you. So this meeting of the Faculty Senate is called to order. The first order of business is approval of the minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections? The minutes were distributed by email already. I don't know of any changes.